important because the person in my position comes and goes. If that person's making all the decisions and doing all the changes, it's never going to work. It has to be the people who are going to be here for a long time. And we have a lot of people on campus who are ready for change. I think they're just sitting back and waiting. So we'll see. I don't know. Robbie.
You mentioned that the departments need to work together. How do you see that happening?
Collaborating on curriculum. They are working together more and more. We have learning communities now on different topics like research, engaged learning. I think there's one on design thinking. There's seven or eight of them, or six. And we have faculty from all of the departments coming together to talk and focus on these topics. We're trying to change some of the delivery, so we have large biology style classes. We're testing it in one area. We've got a couple of areas that are now talking to that area to see how they do the same thing. So they're starting to collaborate, but it's not a we're going to plan this and then we're going to collaborate. It's let's see where we can bring people together. So it's starting. It's moving along at a probably reasonable pace given the teaching load our faculty have because we have so many darn students. But it's a good problem to have, all of the students that we have. And our students love it here. And they get jobs. And they get really good jobs. And that's why we're here. We sometimes forget that. What do you say? Summer, no students, yay.
Diana, what about at the staff level? So you've addressed working across units at the faculty level.
We haven't done as much at the staff level. I know that Karen is working on bringing it together to try and look at different ways we can collaborate. But as we change our delivery, we're going to have to change how we support our faculty and our students. What that exactly looks like right now, I don't know. We are looking at the undergraduate and graduate offices, how we can share responsibilities, how we can cross-train. We don't have enough cross-training here. And the thing is, so if we take the staff, you know how the departments operate. You know what needs to be done. You all know better than anyone else how things need to improve and how you can do that. You don't want me telling you that. You don't want Karen telling you that. And we don't. We want you to look at how things could be more efficient. Because we have to be more efficient. We have declining resources across the board. We have to be more efficient at what we do. And some of the things we do that we've always done in the past, maybe we won't continue to do them in the future, but there are other things that we need to do instead. And I don't know what all those are. We have to be willing to try and make those changes.
Where are we going to put all this new
I don't understand why faculty and offices are not in there. I don't know where we're going to put all those in faculty. Well, we're going to replace the visitors and the adjuncts. So we have too many visitors. Proportionally, we have too many visitors and adjuncts. And we have that many visitors and adjuncts because we haven't had the tenure track faculty. So when I came, we probably had 65 to 70% tenure track faculty. About right, Paul?
60. It's like credit hour.
By credit hour, about 60. We were down below 50%. I think last year, now we're starting to move up again. But one tenure track, it takes a whole bunch of others to fill it in some cases. And so we're just rebalancing as opposed to adding. Because as we add these faculty, we've got okay, let's see. 35% of our faculty are 65 or older. So think about what that means over the next 5 to 7 years. They're going to be retiring. We're going to have to eventually replace them. But at the same time, our undergraduate numbers are going to start to decline. It's going to happen. Mathematically, it's going to happen. 1 to 3% decrease each year in the number of high school grads. And the other students, if they come in non-traditional, they don't want Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes.
heard other data that says it'll be bad for 5 years, but then it'll get better. But you're saying over the course of, you know.
That's the latest demographic data I've seen, is that it's at least the next 12 years. And so there's a big base, there's a bit of a baby boom, although it's not high enough to meet the stable sustainability level that's been occurring in the last several years. So that's what, 18 years from now that they'll be ready for school? Did you hear that?
So when you say that we were given the 15 faculty over the next 3 years, is that on top of, like, if somebody retires?
Yes.
Or
right,
so
today, yes.
Pardon me?
Today, yes.
So we'll supposedly get a replacement for the retirement, plus we get this additional 15.
Right, but with supply and demand in the market, it will be extremely difficult for us to fill all those positions. Somebody over here has a question.
Dana.
What you had talked about doing our 8 and 6 year accreditation application this summer for a review in 2.5 years, do you see any major changes or things that we need to focus on, given some of the changes with the standards?
Impact, we have to make sure impact, nothing that, it's all continuous improvement of what we have. The AACSB standards, they're going undergoing revision, and that revision will probably be voted on in April of 2020, and then we will have new standards. That will give us an option of going under the old standards or the new standards. At this point, I don't know what those new standards look like, so we'll have to wait and see. I'd rather go out under the new ones so that we have them and practice them instead of the old standards. But no, there's no major changes. There are major changes coming. The accounting accreditation standards and ours, they're becoming more one. There's going to be a bigger focus on technology that all of we're eventually going to have to demonstrate that all of our faculty are continuously learning and advancing their technological skills. Other questions? Any questions from the centers? Karen, anything else that I need to cover? Did I miss something?
I don't think so.
Well, if you have no more questions, I won't take up any more of your time. Thank you all for coming and for sitting through this. And I think now you're as informed as the faculty. Maybe more because you got it all at once.